showing them.
Let's see. Yeah,
that's clever.
All right. Okay.
Super all right. Clever.
It's that time, kids.
We're gonna roll in a second. Woo! Here. 3, 2. All right. Hold on. Wait for the roll.
Guys, games, and beer.
Yeah, I roll their thing every time. Everybody talks the fuck over it. Ah, there we go. Live from the 6th subfloor basement of the Guys, Games, and Beer Tower. Powered by beer in your dreams. Guys, Games, and Beer!
Yeah!
Hell yes.
Wow, we had a little...
I'm glad to be back!
We had a little...
Be back in the seat.
And we didn't have to get him by mail.
And we didn't have to mail him back from Canada, which is good. Because the Canadians didn't want to give him back.
That was a real close call.
Hey, we had the crate all ready to go. Trust me. I drilled the holes and everything.
They didn't think he had a pretty mouth, though, which I thought was kind of... I mean, I think he got a pretty mouth, too, so...
Where were you, Larry?
Well, I was... that's how I ended up in Canada, but that's a different
prison.
Story. I was in upstate New York. All right, so I went to New York City, and you maybe kind of heard me.
Oh, a little bit
from the villages,
a little bit,
right?
Yeah, from but the subway. You called us from the subway.
Oh yeah, yeah he did. And you were ripped.
Yeah, I was. And we just got done with. Turns out there's like comedy clubs everywhere, and they. Like, have comics that, you know, come in and chop their stuff or, you know, play test or whatever, right? And, you know, most of it was pretty funny. One guy was awful. He was the worst.
Everybody bounced, man.
He was the worst. Yeah, but I don't even think he understood. he was bombing. It was there. But that, anyway, so the Villages was really kind of fun for that. But, so you heard me from the Villages, from the subway. Okay, so, but after we left there, we went to upstate New York, right? So the famous upstate New York.
Yeah, that's where one of our team members went to go get laid.
Oh!
Ended up messaging us.
Yeah!
That was the best damn message ever!
Right? That was a similar to like the Boston scenario. Like, okay, we have to leave Boston. Where is Brian? Like, I mean, he's like, oh yeah,
not Brian the guitarist.
No.
Different Brian.
To be straight. Yeah.
Yes. Not Brian the guitarist.
Yeah.
It was Brian. Epic that he told us about it. I mean,
yeah.
That was like some of the happiest messages.
Seriously, like when we were walking around Boston after B-Fig every time, and it was just like, okay, like, he's trying to like hit up like every girl on the street. Like, what are you up to tonight? And I'm like, dude, like, we're going somewhere. Like, come on, we gotta go. And I was just, oh man, it was the worst.
Like, a lot of horn dogging.
Yeah, but it did lead to the drunk French story, so that was pretty good.
Yes.
So, yeah, we ran into these like two French foreign exchange students, and they were drinking in public on the Boston streets with like glass mugs, and one guy was like pissing on a car, so we were like, okay, and then basically the guy who wasn't pissing on the car was aggressively running after every girl, like just like starting to talk and like be really weird, and obviously everybody was creeped out, so they'd walk by. So we like stopped them.
On the upside, I feel like those guys were like wingmen because everything else
they made us look way better.
Yeah, well, like, super great. Pissing on a car.
the group of us stopped to like stop these guys. And it was like, we ended up having like a half hour long conversation, and Brian got more and more upset because he had plans, because he was going to meet up with a couple of girls he had found earlier. And I was like, Brian, this is way funnier. If you want to go, go ahead. We got to work this out. We had like this like half hour long conversation with these drunk French foreign exchange students that was ridiculous. That was the first year of beefing. That was the good beefing.
The good beefing, yes.
Beefing. Yeah, but
the second one he... disappeared, didn't know where he was.
Yeah, he called in the morning, not knowing where he was.
I don't know where I am.
Yes, he was somewhere around Boston. Okay, so let's get on to beer cart. Let's back your story.
I was in New York, so I had to bring some stuff back. So
ready,
let's
get ready.
Go to beer cart.
Ba da bum. Ba da bum bum. Ba da bum bum bum.
All right, so what is the beer for beer court tonight?
You know, inspired by The Simpsons.
Yes. Yes.
This is the hometown of Chalmers.
We have
not in Utica. That's an Albany expression.
Steve Hammond is a really big thing on the internet right now.
Okay.
So. Not where steamed hams are from.
No, it doesn't really say it out there.
No.
It should.
No, but it's got another claim to fame. That this is the first beer that was served after Prohibition.
Really?
Yes. So
that is a cool claim to fame.
Yeah, so this is the
we're good.
Lager, and I know that Tom is specialty, all that stuff.
You know me,
give
pills?
Me a lager, man. Just give me a pills.
Yeah.
So we're gonna try this. The first beer sold in the United States after Prohibition.
And it's brewed from the best quality malt grains and choicest hops.
Oh, the Lord.
It says absolutely pure on it. You never trust something that says it's absolutely pure.
I know.
It's like that girl. I'm absolutely pure.
You know, you got to sell purity.
Boss, please.
Wow, you're really good at that for being pure.
By the way, guys, as we're doing a New York thing, I also bring New York cheddar. So you may enjoy your New York cheddar
with our New York beer.
Cheers,
nice. I've been already enjoying that. So.
Which reminds me, I gotta install the filtration system one of these days.
What he's saying is the studio smells a little too cheddary.
A little too cheddary. Yes, yeah, right.
It's gonna smell worse in about 20 minutes.
Who's all lactose intolerant?
I don't know if that's really good.
Oh,
I drank the beer first, and I had some cheese.
Yeah, and I had some gin and tonic, and that was.
You know, I'm getting.
I mean, it's definitely not bad.
I'm getting pretty straightforward. From Wisconsin, we're used to a lot of the Pabst and Millers, and yeah.
Try that.
What am I supposed to try? Different?
One, then the other. Try that. Now go back, and then go back again.
Yeah, it's like a weakened version, isn't it?
It is. It's just a weak. It's a weak Pabst. That's funny. And just a little weaker, but it's
right.
It is literally
That's where I feel like it's
weaker.
Off.
It is a little weaker. Yes,
it's a weak Pabst. I mean, the flavor profile is almost identical.
Yeah, I'm like that's okay. That makes more sense. I'm tasting this. I'm like, this tastes familiar.
Yeah,
I feel like I should like it.
Yeah, it's just,
I really like Pabst.
It is literally just a weak Pabst.
Wait, and it's not urine.
No, it really is just a.
It's soft.
Yeah. It's very close.
I mean, ironically, that is my normal complaint to their cheese out in New York.
A little soft.
It's a little soft, but this actually is a decent cheddar. It's actually kind of a hard cheese.
Hey, that's one hell of a cheddar.
Which surprised me. Bought at, by the way, the Little Barn.
The Little Barn or the Little Barn?
Little Barn. Little Barn.
Yeah, Little Barn.
A Little Barn.
Door?
No. Just on a road at a random place.
Best kind of place to buy it. As we all die of food poisoning.
I missed like 1 minute and I think I missed...
That's
okay.
We're gonna be safe for eating this cheese and eating romaine lettuce right now.
Yeah, that's the point. I'll take.
Point.
Also,
I'm with it.
I've already had food poisoning once in my life. I know what to expect now.
Oh, good, good.
I'm not gonna be calling for my mom at 2 a.m. thinking I'm dying.
That is the best. Half in the bag, food poison. Calling your mom. That's a Wisconsin experience. Right there. Mom, I'm drunk and I'm sick. I think I'm going to die. Could you bring me to the hospital?
All right. Well,
you know what? Really?
I'm okay with it.
Really? You went to verdict? You went to fucking verdict.
Hold your verdicts.
All right, so...
No verdict.
Justice.
I'm just voting on it. I'm not just giving it a verdict yet.
Thanks, Larry.
All right. It's not a bad one.
Yeah. You know what?
I would not.
The thing is, like, I have to go out of my way to get it.
It's like you're about to pull a gladiator right now.
Well,
I mean, it's not reasonable to go meh.
It's the
but if you think about it, it really is the same recipe from after Prohibition. You know, I mean, you can see where you could.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a classic beer.
It's just a classic.
It's like the uncanny valley of beers for me. Like, you're like, okay, this, like, again, yeah, you're right. It's tastes a lot like Pabst. You're like, okay, I recognize this taste, but something, it just feels off.
Well, because it's got a little...
It's not bad.
Right, because it's not stabbing you quite as much as you like.
Reference, and then didn't they steal the Duff recipe in Simpsons?
Yes.
Just saying.
Yes, they did.
You mentioned that, you're drinking
we added 10% water
to this. All right.
Hey, wait. What's the cheese?
Oh, the cheese is good.
I had Chinese.
I had Wisconsin.
Pass the cheese.
Here you go.
Sorry.
Can you cut that for me?
Now that is New York.
This is New York.
That's what it is.
Oh, that's
sharp.
That's New York cheddar.
There's a good cheddar.
You find on that random road in the middle of nowhere. Just
you know, just as a general idea, like most people think of New York, they think of New York City instantly. Once you get upstate New York, it would exactly remind you
of
Wisconsin.
Canada. Oh, dude.
Go a little further.
I've never been to Canada.
Dude. Go a little further. Yeah, it gets to Canada.
Yeah.
But most of it's all just rolling hills and farm
fields. Oh, okay. You're saying rural, not racist.
I mean, to be fair, like,
not race. No.
Yeah, nowhere is like
Wisconsin has its, like, Upers territory,
made a reference
too. Like,
No. It was the weekend that you guys were actually out there.
Everybody thinks
we're the Upers. You know what's crazy? That's a lot more common, you know, transient than Racine will ever be.
Well, it's like, Racine is like, you know, it'll be like that. It'll be like a snowstorm. Place is shut down, but people are at the bar and they're saying, God, I love this.
Well, we have snowshoes.
That's right. Thank God for that. The plows are forcing.
All right.
Let's wrap this up.
All right. Let's go to beer car. Let's wrap up beer car.
So. All
right.
We're talking about games.
Count one, Pabst identity theft. I find you guilty.
No, I'm not. You know, I gotta quit doing two because the second one's always less. Fine. Count two. Pilsning in a public place. I sentence you to
drinking.
And what about the cheese?
And somebody in 2009 did do a YouTube video of Utica Club versus PBR like a blind taste test.
Oh really? Okay, that's how much.
Nice.
And Hot Shot says,
to be honest, I think I could.
Hey guys, I saw Guys Games and Beer in the title, so I came in. So hello!
Hey!
We have those things!
we did not, like, shirk on.
Oh no, there is never cross advertising.
No.
And for the love of God,
on to the games!
Hold on a second.
See, he was trying to segue there.
Yeah, he's trying to segue, but I have like a million things to do.
I'm segue guy. It's what I do.
Well, I feel kind of bad now.
Hold on, I got one job.
Yes, you do games. He is the game part of this evening show.
I am.
And where do you do your games?
Not Your Parents' Basement Game Lounge, 410 Main Street, where we will actually be holding a retro night coming up on the 12th with these lovely gentlemen right here.
Yeah! Oh, you'll get to see all our pretty faces in person.
Not just their pretty faces, they have really awesome gear. If you haven't seen it enough on their shows, you need to come out and see it in hand, that's for sure.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Jess. Hey, Heather.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Jess. Hey, Heather. You can say it out loud, really.
No, I was just sneaking in.
It was private.
Yeah, what, Ryan, you should have been here.
If that's that mic's as loud as any of us.
That's true.
So, Rob, were you just rooting around?
Yes, sir, I was.
All right, so we are. Go ahead.
What?
Okay, no.
He's clearing his throat.
No, I felt like that covered a lot of it, so.
Right, okay, show's over. We're done. Let's go.
Hey!
All
right, to the bar. All
right, so it has been a little bit over a year, I think, since we had you guys on last.
Yes, since
we were in the last studio.
Yeah, it was at the old studio.
It was so, in the old studio, so it was a little bit
No, so how long have you guys been open? 2 years now, right?
We've actually been open for a total of 9.5 months.
Seems like longer than that.
Yeah, it does.
God.
Oh, yeah, because you guys came on before.
Says everyone.
Yeah, right. They were quite a bit.
Might be a little bit closer to 10 now, but Definitely been open for quite a while now. Pushing towards
catch it, but second reading.
Right, so for those of you who have seen it, go back, look up the episode with Not Your Parents' Basement. His cohort, Ian, was on the show talking about... Ian was on the show talking about what it takes to open one. Well, now you guys have been open for a while, and what we really want to talk about is the experience you've had so far.
Well, when I first came into NYPB, I kind of came in a little bit more blindly. I didn't really have a complete, how I wanted to approach things, because a lot of people, of course, when you see a gaming lounge is about to open, everybody's really excited, really wants to, get their hands in there and try to do something, but, it wasn't so much like that for me. For me, it was I kind of knew Ian for a little while already. We used to play board games and random games together and stuff like that. And I saw the opportunity coming up, and I was working for the Admirals at the time, and I knew I was going to be leaving there, so I was kind of looking towards more opportunities for myself. So I kind of went to him one day, and I was doing a donation to, get a sweatshirt, give a little bit towards a company and stuff like that. And I was just like, hey, man, I have, a couple ideas for you that I'd like to go through with and stuff like that. If you have any... questions or anything, or you want me to try to help out, just let me know. And a couple months went by, and we didn't really talk a whole lot about anything. And then one of our cohorts, Topher, who actually, unfortunately, part of our team, is actually leaving today. He's moving to Florida, so we will no longer have Topher on our staff anymore, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. He actually got me back in touch with Ian. We talked again, and then I started working there. And since the day that I've started, it's just been like a giant uphill kind of journey where I feel like a lot of people have really been on board, like you guys coming in and helping and stuff like that has really made me feel a lot more positive, because I'm more of an old school kind of gamer myself. I like playing a lot of the older stuff, Game Boys, NESs and stuff like that. Like I grew up playing the NES and stuff like that, and moved over to the PlayStation, kind of stuck with PlayStation for a while. And for me, it's kind of just been like I wanted to come in, you want to play games and stuff like that, you want to play with all the people, but you don't always get the chance. A lot of times you're just trying to get things in place so that they can get the opportunity to do all that stuff. So we've been doing moving around and trying to get things in place, trying to get tournaments set up, trying to go out in the community and talk to different people. Like at one point, I was actually in talks with Hornswoggle, the wrestler from WWE, about potentially coming out and doing an event with us. He's had a lot of things come recently where he's running his own business. He was just out at WrestleMania. He was at the one out in Saudi Arabia. They had an event.
Yeah.
He was actually in the 50-man Royal Rumble. And he technically didn't get eliminated, so I think they're trying to get him kind of a little bit more into the WWE scene.
Wait, he's still eligible?
Technically, yes. He never got eliminated. And there's been multiple wrestlers that have came out and called it. So technically,
Hornswoggle
versus Braun Strowman, let's go, I'm calling it.
Hell yes.
I was not eliminated, man. But my feet did not touch.
But doing stuff like that, and I've talked to other people about trying to get things going. Dan and Christine, our partners over at Twin Dragons, have done a lot in terms of trying to help us. I keep in touch with them a lot. They do a lot of our trading card games like Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic, Light Seekers. We just pulled in as one of our huge, I would say more so kind of like a sponsor kind of. They're coming in and they're donating some money towards us to like hold events and stuff like that, because they see we're one of their big followers.
Where are you at with the the main thrust is video games, but
yes.
And then there's been board games and card games.
Yeah,
and stuff,
yeah. I gotta say, have you seen their cool new gaming table?
So where is the sort of split now? Is it kind of even Steven, or is it?
I would say that our trading card games is caught up more so with our computer games are probably our top tier thing that people come into play. You're obviously going to have a lot of people that will play on the computers for a little while and then go and play on some consoles or stuff. Our Smash community, for Smash specifically, has been pretty strong. Our fighting community is growing drastically. We're up to between 25 to 30 people on average now for fight nights on Fridays, and that's our
whole
section.
Yeah, you don't know this, but they actually have a ring and thrown out.
Hey, we have our practice.
But it's only in cosplay, so.
Yeah, we have our practice.
I'll come
in the punching bag,
I'll come in my cosplay with my rats on. Okay, come on.
No surprise, Bowser is still the leading contender, but
And then as far as actual board games and stuff like that, we're still trying to grow that. Our international board game we just held this past weekend. Our D&D was very, very, a lot of people came out for that. We were able to pull out our table. I don't know if anybody was able to see our cool table that we have.
Oh, yeah, I saw the table. Did that?
No,
awesome.
I'm a big D&D and board game person. So I'm all about that.
Yeah, come on down, definitely. I mean, we can always get something going.
I agree with you. Sometimes you just need kind of a space or a place to meet or something like that. And but you know, if I'm not using all the high tech equipment and stuff for like a D&D, like, you know, I mean, what kind of, how are you handling that? Like, you know, it's like, oh, so much to come in, so, but it's like, oh, I'm not coming in to do that. I'm just coming in to do this.
So a lot of people, like, if you're not coming in to play, like, on the computer, just doing counts and stuff like that, we have that all kind of divided in our price range and stuff like that. But, like, if you want to come out, like, and do, like, let's say you want to come out and just play some board games or something, your buddy's not even want to play board games. Like, some, like, occasionally we'll have our board game days where... if people come down, then we're going to encourage you to play. If we're trying to make like a massive thing around it, we might try to make an event of it and charge something for an event if we're trying to make more of it. But generally, if you want to come down and play board games, come down. You play D&D, all that we ask is that you buy some of the concessions while you're down there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We heavily encourage people to come down and just enjoy themselves.
Set up a night that
you know,
way.
Yeah.
That's usually not a problem.
In the initial plans when you guys came on probably about a year ago, you did mention that there would be a possibility of board games, but I've noticed that you guys have kind of expanded that. It's a pretty major part of this.
Yeah,
thing
so
now.
Like, we've had a few people kind of come in that have helped us kind of, you know, get that a little bit further. We had Cody Denau, who's our guy who helps out a lot with our D&D Pathfinder random something. Like he's kind of like our coordinator of that kind of stuff. And he's had a few people that have came in. Like, there's a gentleman named Rob who holds D&D on Friday. There's a guy named Greg Smith, who's actually a German teacher over at Horlick. And he's actually a really cool guy. He actually was, this last weekend, was able to go do some announcements for us over the PA system for it and stuff like that.
Nice.
Okay, that's really nice.
And he said that he wants to try to get us into other high schools as far as that, too. So I've been encouraging him very, very highly to try to get the high schoolers to come in on Sundays. High schoolers specifically, because I know, like, I mean, they're always, you know, busy, you know, Monday through Friday. Saturday is generally their day to do what they want to do, and then Sunday they kind of relax a little bit. So come down to NYPB and relax, play some D&D or play some board games or something like that, and, you know, have a good time.
Well, besides D&D,
so, it's...
I mean, any type of board game, we have hundreds.
It's kind of, New York Day.
So
in the villages, one of the things that I found amazing was there was, like, shops that were like devoted to both playing and buying high-end chess boards. Like there were these places where you go and you just play chess. You know, and it was just like, wow. That's
well,
so
a lot
cool.
of
and
still big on the cups.
Yeah, I do have to say, like, going to your lounge and everything. The biggest thing I like is you guys both do a great job at kind of doing various events and like keeping people up to date on that. It's really cool seeing that you guys are up to different stuff every night. It keeps things interesting and like maybe I'll try something I don't get to try every day. But you also have really great space carved out at the lounge. I mean, you got the tables for doing board games and card games. You got the back area for kind of, you know, some of the bigger events. You've got consoles all up and down the walls so people can kind of sit there. You've got the nice game centers in the center and then kind of that like lounge area in the back, everything. I think it is very conducive to play a lot of different stuff.
Yeah,
there.
The space is great. So that brings up a point that I was going to get to. So you guys also do something else now, besides the board games and the card games, which we've, again, been really expanding out on these last few months, probably almost three or four at least. We game two, Werewolf. I see you guys, and get some...
Play the Town of Salem, they're kind of similar, but Werewolf specifically, there's a few different teams. It depends on if you have the expansions or not, but the straightforward game, you would have your werewolves, and you would have your villagers. And then, I know sometimes there's vampires, I don't know if they're in the original or not.
No, not in the original. In the expansion.
So the werewolves at night, their objective is to kill the villagers, and the villagers during the day, their objective is to try to kill off the werewolves. And you're not always right in either aspect. Generally, the werewolves aren't going to kill each other, but it does sometimes happen.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
It does sometimes happen.
I've
seen those expansions.
I've also seen them take one of themselves out to avoid
that
detection.
Yeah, so like,
hey, I have played a game where I was the, what was it, the lone wolf?
Yeah.
And the whole point of that card
is
to be
yeah.
the last
yep.
wolf. You do not win if all villagers and werewolves
Now suddenly you're playing Bane.
Right? I like that game, too.
Love that game.
But we actually just got a dice version of it. It's pretty fun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They've been really good at their different versions.
But basically, werewolves, so the objective is to do one or the other, and then there's extra cards that get added in. If we go as far as there's sometimes artifacts that can get added in that get you little extra things as well, but basically we all come together and, I mean, sometimes there's past grudges. Yeah, sometimes there's past grudges. It's interesting, because it's like, some of the cards that you have already give you a specific thing that you can do, then the artifact can give you something else that you can also do. It might be a one-shot, it might be a thing that's a recurring thing, it might be something where you get a trade-off or something like that, but like...
Would you literally get two cards?
Yeah, you'd have your card and then the artifact card.
I've got artifacts. I just don't play a lot because most people are really drunk and it's hard to.
My
biggest problem with artifacts is that the game is already a really long game in itself. So as soon as you throw an artifact, you got to count for like another like.
Artifacts are pretty cool if you're playing like. A smaller game, you know, you're 8 to 15.
Right. Yeah. And people who play together a lot, so they already know each other's
patterns. Yeah, it switches things up.
Exactly.
But yeah, like, in our games, a lot of the games we do, we're doing, you know, 30 or 40 people.
Yeah, you guys over at Midwest Gaming Class, I was watching that. That was
39.
I was like, wow.
Dude, I felt so flattered, man. Like, all the comments.
That was great.
Dude, like, Billy Mitchell stopped by and watched our game for a few minutes. Tim Kitzrow was hanging out watching. Yeah.
Tim was drinking his ass off.
I had him autograph my NBA Jam.
Yeah.
And he was talking about my jamming and where
I'll be. If you ever have interest in coming down on a night and doing one, don't
he was badass.
I love that guy.
That guy, I cannot say enough nice about him.
Yes. So, again, if you didn't catch that episode, definitely watch our episode from the Midwest Gaming Classic where we interview Tim. He is freaking awesome.
He's hilarious.
His partner's name.
And in the future,
it's on the show notes. The new game they got coming out looks freaking awesome. You really want to check it out.
In the future,
it's already on Steam. Yep.
Anytime someone dies in Werewolf, we're gonna be boom shakalaka.
Nice.
I just want to throw it out there. My favorite card is any card where I die and I get to kill other people.
like the Starcraft lover, Hunter.
Yeah. The Hunter, I love that.
I love the Hunter. That's my favorite card.
You're coming down with me.
Hold, and they're gonna die too because they were lovers. And then,
one of my favorite setups for Werewolf is it's the crisscross round. You use Leprechaun, you use Doctor Boom, Cupid. And then, like, Witch Hunter. So, basically, it's so fucking funny. It's so fucking funny.
That's great.
Every time. Like, yeah, you really like Cupid and,
so you guys
and
do
Leprechaun
that,
is the main one.
Like, once or twice, you know, about once a month,
We do it, Werewolf, we actually try to do it every single weekend.
Oh, really?
We do it on Sundays.
So, if you guys haven't played Werewolf, another good reason to stop by on Sundays. Yes. It really is a great game.
We generally do it around 9 o'clock or so. So, 9 o'clock on Sundays. And we always... Don't ever be discouraged to come down like on a Friday or Saturday just to ask if we want to play board games. Because guess what? We do.
Spoiler alert.
I love playing board games because then I can always step away for a second and do other things. So I love that. So come down at any time and definitely play some board games with us.
Yeah, I know. I don't, you know, sir, but it's almost like Bloody Mary Werewolf.
And we can always make an event. We actually just talked to the people over at the Branch, and we could probably get something like that going possibly, so you never know.
Bloody Mary Werewolf.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
We're usually drunk enough already. So, all right, so 9 months into it.
Speaking
you guys
can
have,
you hear me good, sir?
You have done it. No, Travis.
Thank you. Never mind, Larry.
You guys have done a ton of expansion already. I mean, with the space alone, like Travis was saying, the way you got the new space, or the space has developed since your initial opening is quite nice. Any big plans coming up? Anything more space-wise? No?
I know that for a while now, there's that building, the university, that's right located behind us, and we've been looking into possibly acquiring that for some time now. And I'm not going to put anything out there. I'm not trying to give any teasers, but we did have a walkthrough from my understanding.
So that was a teaser, guys. Continue.
So there's a possibility we might be acquiring that building sometime in the next, hopefully, year or so. I would say maybe in the next few months more so. I would hope so. It's been a long journey already. It would be a perfect location to be able to expand into. They already have a lot of, like, the whole auditorium
section.
Yeah,
I'm just going
to
say, they've got, a
ballroom. Yeah, they have everything that we need, basically. We just got to do some wiring and... A little this, a little that, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, the last time I saw the inside, it looked like it was still in fairly good shape inside, too. So probably just...
People still use the building a little bit for, like, storage and stuff.
Oh,
like
okay,
that,
good,
from
good.
So.
Yeah, no, it looked like it was in fairly good shape. So, again, we're being hyper-local here, but they, they're located on 410 Main Street.
Downtown Racine.
Yeah.
Downtown
right.
Yeah, so literally right along the lakefront, close to our new brew we have here in town. You know, and every amazing bar and restaurant you can think of. You can think of the food type or a good place to get beer. These guys are located in the middle of it all in downtown Racine. So if you're just even coming to visit the area, speaking of which, Hi, Franz. Was nice seeing you last weekend.
Hey, Franz.
Yeah, so literally he comes down to hit a brewery that I hadn't even been to yet. And Racine's like, oh, no, no, no. There's no way. You're drinking there before
I. That shit will not fly.
Exactly.
Well, not in my town.
It is true. Well, and this is kind of shameless plug for Racine. Like,
give a shameless plug.
That just as a place to visit, you get a hotel, come down. Our downtown was voted in the top 10 in all of Wisconsin because in walking distance, you could eat 20 nationalities.
Yeah, Lake Wisconsin, top 10 in the country.
Yeah.
And then you
have... We've got one of the top 10 beaches in the nation, too. Yeah.
You also have top 10 beaches. And then you have some video game stuff to throw on top of that.
Exactly. So, you've got a cool gaming
right,
place to go.
Kind of a cool place to visit.
Yeah.
We were at the brewery, which, by the way, is within walking distance.
Yep. Right. So literally a block and a half down from them.
Because there's a story here.
Yeah, we'll give the story now.
So I got a page from Tom about, I don't know, what time was it anyway?
Six-ish.
Left me a message. Hey, you want to go out and drink? Like, so Darley,
oh, yeah.
We bought some furniture, right? No, that was before we bought
Heather
the furniture.
Heather says
phrasing. This is, we had bought
says
some.
Phrasing?
Phrasing!
Are we not doing
that anymore? No, I think we should double down.
We had rented the truck to pick up those trees.
Yes, you. Right. That's right, you were going to plant trees.
Right, so my wife's returning the truck, and it's like taking her a while. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'll go. So, do what I usually
so
do.
So, while Darlene is still not home yet,
I went to the pump. Yeah. But I did leave a nice message. I said, I went to the bar. You can call me.
Speaking of
I'll be back soon.
Well, she's taking a while.
She was taking a while.
I'm not going there. Thank God for handhelds. He set it up. I had to sink it in. I'm sorry.
There is nowhere I can go on there with this.
Rob just
so literally, but getting back to
Rob has been derailed.
Yeah,
that's right. Pole position.
I am in the pole position now. Literally, this we have a new brewery, Racine Brewery, which has been open for a very short time. But they gotta say, great atmosphere, great place, block and a half away from these guys. So even
avid
if you,
listeners.
Yes, and avid listeners to the show, which is even better. But in fact, we will.
Don't get all questioning.
Hey,
it's just true.
Maybe if they're listening and they're interested, we could always, get a conglomeration, do board games with them and beer,
I think that sounds like a really good idea. So, we may have something to announce about them in the not-too-distant future as well, but we'll tease that out tonight.
So do we want to start talking about why we brought NYPB on the show?
Again? Yes, why don't we?
We did already.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned that we were going to. All right,
let's bring it up.
All right, let's talk about what I'm going to do. I want to know what you guys are going to do.
So, we are shaking it up.
Let's hash this out.
Well, I mean, we can just start by saying Pac-Man needs to make a comeback.
Oh, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, we're totally going to bring out the Atari.
Now, Pac-Man is coming back. So, if you haven't played it before, and we bought it, in fact, we tried out a new setup at your place the last time we were there in. That in. Ooh, Jesus, February?
Not February. It's
March. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was in March. We did a show at Not Your Parents' Basement, and we brought out our new Pac-Man Versus setup, and dang, it was quite popular. Yes, it's making an appearance again.
Yeah, so for people who haven't played Pac-Man Versus, we run it on the GameCube. We use GameCubes and Game Boy players. So basically, traditionally, you have one person on the screen playing your classic game of Pac-Man, and everybody else gets to be ghosts on the other screen. So you can do some fun things. You get points as Pac-Man by, playing the game Pac-Man. And if you're a ghost, you can kill Pac-Man and take his spot.
Right. And again, the cool thing is, though, instead of using the Game Boy Advanced to be Pac-Man...
Playing a tiny little screen.
Right, you actually get to play it on a full-size screen because we're using two of the GameCubes linked up using the original Game Boy player on them. And it makes for a great setup. Yeah, it takes two.
Yep.
You need one for the ghosts... And one for the Pac-Man.
Four swords uses five machines.
Yeah, which we've done too. which we've done too. But yeah, the Pac-Man's a little bit easier setup wise.
It's always fun to play too. And we had a Midwest Gaming Classic. It's always a hit.
Oh god, yeah.
I'm gonna on the spot, Tom. Should we Vetch Rex?
That's on the spot. No, there's a flight of stairs there, dude. Do you really want to carry a whole machine down a flight of stairs?
You guys can go right the hell ahead. Me.
No, I'm not. No.
You know.
I mean, it's a big door.
That said.
It's a big door.
Well, we could probably do the Arcanine machine. It's half height. It can fit on a thing. Two people can carry it.
Arcanine?
Yeah, I got an Arcanoid.
You got an Arcanoid.
All right, so we're getting an Arcanoid.
So we may be bringing a full machine down there. Well, all some right. Science, kind of another.
We got to hash that out.
That was putting me on the spot.
That's
you
fine.
Did put me on the spot. So what he's talking about
Willing.
We've built a very unique system for the Midwest Gaming Classic called the Vect Rex. So
one of the most beautiful machines you've ever
seen. So for Vector fans, it's... The Vectrex was that, and we had them at the last one. There's a small tabletop.
I was overruled by clients.
Cabinet one. We're using Arcade Jason's monitor hack, and then we've done some really clever things monitor-wise. In fact,
but it's very. There are very few vector graphics based arcade machines out there.
Correct to start with. And,
well, and there's none like this.
No, this is the only one of its kind. It's a one of a kind machine. With a very unique display system.
We can always wait till we're on ground level to do something like that.
See, I'm liking that idea better.
I don't plan on this just being like a one or two shot.
But, like, regardless,
like guys, you know?
we've got a... Between the gang of us, like, there's more that we have than
oh
we
my
don't.
God, yeah. In fact, I just got some new... I just got some Neo Geo X... New Neo Geo X stuff that I'm gonna...
Oh, yeah, the X Gold? Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I think that's one of the ones you were mentioning about bringing out... This time around.
Yeah, which we did not have last time with the Neo Geo. We will have some Neo Geo stuff this time.
So, oh, yeah, bring the games before.
Oh, yeah. Dude, are you going to really do that one?
But I feel can't. Like we're going to try to bring this guy.
That's an 18 plus only.
Yeah.
That's an 18 plus only game.
That's fine. There's corners.
Okay. All right. We got a partition.
Yeah.
Are we bringing my Neo Geo? Yeah, I guess so. That's what he said.
Yeah. We've got.
It's like. Rob, bring the Neo Geo.
Neo Geo's on.
Yeah, I guess I'll bring it.
The reason I know the Neo Geo came was because there was a couple people, because you had to sign up, and there was a couple people asking about the Neo Geo when you were there that had interest in it, because my understanding was always a system that, like, only rich kids could afford.
Oh, it's very expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, nobody ever got to play it. They just got to look at it.
Yeah. Well, no, this...
Oh, that's true.
I've got, I've got a consolized MBS, and then I got the multi-card, so it's got... Most of the games. Except for the damn.
That's awesome.
Except.
Yeah, King of
Bowling! Them. God damn it!
Super Bowling?
No!
No, they're bowling.
Nine pin! Yeah. I love
what,
nine pin!
What is with me in the shortage of bowling games that I love?
League
it's
bowling.
Wisconsin, damn it!
Bowling. I love
yes,
a good
yeah.
bowling game.
You do love a good bowling game.
But anyway, I would bowling
right, so, it. Alright, so those are just a few things that we're going to
bring
to the
MBS,
show.
Yeah, we'll bring the MBS, definitely.
Alright, I'll bring it in.
The what?
You got to bring the MBS.
We got to bring the MBS.
Bring
last time.
Yeah,
no
you really question. Should. You really all right. should.
So we are swapping out some of the weirder stuff because that didn't go as well. We're going to swap
right,
that with
right,
the...
We're not bringing the Odyssey.
No, we're but we are bringing...
Are you kidding?
No,
people
the
want
Odyssey
the shit out of the Odyssey, dude.
The colored palm
also did really well.
That one was awesome. The rainbow palm was amazing.
We're going to swap with Pico 8 and Hug Arena.
Oh God, yes!
Yeah, we're gonna
what light guns are?
Oh come
is
on,
that,
that's up to you.
Hogarena is
you. They were all popular.
The best damn game ever.
So, I'm gonna right. again. I've now because before like I used my setup for the retro gaming TV, but I can still do.
So
I still want to do Crawl
and
Towerfall.
Yeah, I think
on a
we'll,
CRT.
We'll kill the Typing of the Dead. It got some love, but
it's
not
cool.
as much as I thought.
Yeah,
so let's leave that.
We're out on that.
Yeah, we're out on that.
Hey, welcome to the GGB.
Yeah.
Hey, what you're hearing about is all the cool stuff that's going to be at
NYPB.
And when's it going to be there?
12th.
All right.
I'll have shit tons of Super Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, oh, dude.
Dang.
Oh. Did you see the pic? If you get a chance, look at his pictures from the last time we were there. He's got pictures of Travis's collection. Oh, my God,
it's
amazing.
It's amazing. And I just want to throw out there that I'm going to be doing something that I have not done yet since NYPB opened. I plan on bringing out my baby because, you know, they all got theirs. I got mine. I have over 150 handheld, you know, games, whether it's Game Boy Color, DS, 3DS, And I have 9 or 10 different handhelds, and I'll be bringing those out for the event.
If
dang, nice.
If you want as well, too, I mean, like, I legitimately have, like, 12 Game Boy players. I'm not even joking. So if you want to plug a couple of those into TVs, you can actually play those handheld games on TVs.
Oh, God, I love it.
Right. Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, and Regional Game Boy.
Nice.
We'll all play through that. Okay, one more special thing we're going to do that we haven't talked about yet. Somebody we know, Scott, hi Scott, is going to be trying to break a couple of world records that day while we're down at Not Your Parents' Basement. So Twin Galaxies, as you know, keeps all the video game world records. He is
more or less.
He is maybe a little more, maybe a little less.
It's funny. So little description. So they have kept. So obviously they started in the 80s.
Correct.
Keeping that. But they kept them all sort of all along?
Yes. Twin Galaxies is the official repository for world records when it comes to video gaming. Yes, they still have to verify. They're the ones who do
that. And it's not just arcade games. It's like...
It's awesome.
Universal.
It is universal video gaming, yes. Right, so.
All right.
One of our friends is going to be trying that day to break two NES records. He's looking at Spot and Felix the Cat. So hopefully we will see some world records fall at Not Your Parents' Basement on the 12th.
I do want to see some sweet Felix action because, well, I love that
cartoon. I'm a big one on Spot, so.
I will make sure, again, to set him up with a very, very pretty setup for that.
Good. Oh, that's an excellent idea.
I did just recently acquire a very nice new PVM. I drove... Ooh. To Columbus over the weekend to buy. I was like, I had wanted to buy this PVM before MGC. Didn't have the chance to. It was like a 6-hour road trip. And then like, I gave this guy a deposit to hold it for me. And I just picked up a new very, very nice 25-inch PVM.
Oh, which would be a beautiful one to set the record on.
Yeah, geometry.
I have to say one of my favorite things about being friends with you on Facebook is watching your adventures.
I
hit him up for one day because I saw I just got a collection from over at Goodwill. And I was like, oh, dude, there's some cool games. And they're like, I'm just throwing this out there. I'm a sports fan. As you can see, I'm a sports fan. Never in my life did I know FIFA Street existed.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, like, I knew all about NBA. Yeah.
Knew all about NBA, knew all about NFL.
Yeah.
Which, thank you again, by the way.
Yeah.
But never did I know that FIFA Street existed. So we got to get down on that.
Oh, I'm totally down. Yeah, the Street Series is great. So,
it's interesting.
Yeah, I found that. Found
You're
going
to meditate later.
Okay,
I'm
so.
Okay, really?
Anything else that we're going to toss out there?
Here's what it comes down to. If everybody who's watching this wants to be there, please fucking suggest stuff. Because, like,
we'll bend things.
At this point,
and be there.
At this point, if it's relatively popular or really obscure, there's a pretty good chance that somebody in our group already has it.
I'm not arguing with that one.
Like, again, we got your Neo Geos, we've got your Vectrexes, we got the Ultra, we got the Odysseys, we've got really, we got the popular Nintendo stuff. I've got the weird fucking Nintendo stuff.
I'm pretty sure if I wanted to play Oregon Trail on that old Commodore.
Oh, yeah.
No, I got the
Commodore.
There you go. When it comes to our group, it's like,
all right,
for the big ticket items, it's like,
all right,
we're for the big ticket items, it's like, do you guys got that? No one has it. All right, I'll buy it.
If it's worth playing because it's either really obscure or really popular
or really broke a lot,
or there's a good chance that it's somewhere within our collection.
That's your job, Rob.
Damn that thing.
We have the event up on Facebook. We've been kind of talking about some stuff we want to bring that we're interested in. But if there's something you're thinking, you haven't seen this in years. You haven't played this when you were a kid. Throw it out there. Give us a comment. Like, I'm more than happy to, like, take a look, see if one of us has it.
Speaking of commenting, rare
as hell.
I don't have Clockwork Nights, but I do have a Saturn with a bunch of games. So.
If people want to talk to us now, where can they comment now, Rob?
Oh, yeah, we did actually add the Guys, Games, and Beer support board. You can get there by going to our Facebook site and clicking on the... message boards section of it.
Right, so what happened
right,
is...
Sorry, I wasn't expecting that one.
I'm sorry.
If you go on the group section, there is a Guys, Games, and Beer group now called the Guys, Games, and Beer support group. The idea is, one of the things that Facebook did that really pissed me off is they took away people's ability to post things the Guys... Well, to everybody's page. But ours specifically,
randomly.
Half the fun was... reading the posts that you guys were sending, because you guys sent some pretty great stuff.
So you guys are fun.
Yeah, this basically returns that. Right. Exactly. We're not going to think of everything. So we started the Guys Games and Beer support group. Check it out. You can, if you look on the left side of your screen on the Guys Games and Beer page on Facebook, you click on groups. And it'll be the first thing that shows up, the Guys Games and Beer support group. It does, you know, we got to approve you, but we're going to approve you. I mean, we approve everybody. The only way to get kicked off is being a complete douche and not a funny douche.
Right, you gotta if you're a funny douche,
I'm okay with it, yeah. So we pretty much approve everybody. I mean, let's face it. Let's see our standards.
Yeah, really, you've seen the show. There are no standards.
We're called the Gutter Geeks.
Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely true.
All right. So, more.
Want to check us out? www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Got something you want to tell us? Hey, info@guysgamesandbeer.net. That's an email address for you guys that still use emails. Anybody use that?
The electronic mail.
There we go. Email people.
I had to for school and for my current job. Yeah.
All right, quick question. Can we be snail mail?
No! No.
Not right now.
Because do you really want to know what you'd get in snail mail?
We have a phone number.
Yeah, you can call us. 1-800...
All right. Well, he didn't beer. It's 262-885-BEER. If you want to call us...
I was close.
Ben just requested $160 from you, Travis.
Well, you did ask for a request, Travis. You really did.
That is hilarious.
I'm on.
And we reserve the right to say no.
All right, so continuing on. Where else
just like God. www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer and on Twitter. @GuysGamesBeer. We are, of course, available at iTunes and all the podcast aggregators. I'm pretty sure we're available on every one. And if you happen to be in South America and Brazil sometime, apparently we're playing on a radio station.
Right.
Saturday night.
I will be giving away another game. Again, we love our indie developers, so look for another free indie game tomorrow on the Twitter channel. Kind of keep an eye on that during the course of the day. You know, it's kind of random when I give them out, but I will definitely be throwing some indie game out tomorrow.
There will also be a link to Not Your Parents' Basement down below. Don't forget, it is now on our calendar. So if you went to Facebook, visited us.
Like you're supposed to.
Not Your Parents' Basement is going to be on our calendar now, because you can do that kind of thing on Facebook.
Right. So one more time, you are with...
Not Your Parents' Basement Game Lounge. We are located at 410 Main Street, downtown Racine.
And where can they find you as far as your web presence?
Not Your Parents' Basement on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/notyourparentsbasement. Otherwise, we do have a Twitch, which is also Not Your Parents' Basement as well.
All right. So keep your eye on that. Oh, by the way, they broadcast live on their Twitch channel all the bleeding time. So if you want to watch what's going on at Not Your Parents' Basement, just go to their Twitch channel.
Absolutely true. All right, I want to thank you guys very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. We really do appreciate it, and we will see you next Tuesday, 6:15.
And also on the 12th.
CST, and we'll see you on the 12th at Not Your Parents' Basement if you stop by, which would be a wise decision.
It would be a really wise decision.
But
hey, this would be a great time.
It's always a great time.
All right.
Later,
all.